Well, ideally, so many things happening in and around our communities ought not to happen, ideally. But we know that utopia is not going to be possible, particularly on this planet. But we strive every day, at least, you know, in so many parts of the world, there's a strive to continue to improve. There's always room for improvement. Yesterday, we had two callers during the eyewitness report who attested to their worry of teenage pregnancies being very evident in Port Harcourt, inside Port Harcourt. We're talking about rural areas where some people would say, well, it's understandable now, they quick marry, you know, but we're talking about teenagers being pregnant with no idea who the fathers are, or maybe they do know, but the fathers probably are not any better themselves. Anyway. Now, prior to that conversation, or at least prior to that revelation, I hadn't earmarked this conversation because it was something I observed last weekend when we were going out in the evening, you know, to buy suya and things, you know, so try to enjoy life small. Now, I don't know if you have noticed this, but there have been several jingles, posters that have advised against using children to sell drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes. Now, it seems like those adverts, those advisory notes, seem to be falling on deaf ears in and around Port Harcourt City, because children are still seen selling alcohol, cigarettes. And now, the reason why I decided to bring this back up, because remember when we had that conversation, people said, oh, you go to some kiosks, you know, the child is there, they say, hey, give me one small hot rum. You know, and the child goes, cuts a sachet and delivers. In fact, there's even this push to ban the sale of alcohol in those disposable sachets. But what piqued my attention and maybe a bit of my vexation last weekend was the fact that one of those very small drug stores, you know those very small drug stores that you can literally spread your arms, all right, and you are at the end of the drugstore. They basically just have, you know, maybe some painkillers, maybe some vitamins, you know, cotton wool, you know, methylated spirits, just small drugstores. I didn't hear. I saw a young man come in there, and then he asked for a pack of condoms, prophylaxis for coitus. The person who sold that particular item to him could not have been up to 13. And my mind immediately went, where is the father? Where is the mother of this child who deemed it fit to let this child be in a store where there were some items like this that the child should not have access to? Needless to say, there were other medications there that I observed that should not be in the presence of a child. But it was not just one. In fact, I took a walk down Ozoba Road and then also at Choba, right? And I got to see the same thing. Particularly at night, those very small drugstores, sometimes you see teenagers, sometimes you see adults. But it is not unusual to find somebody who is not up to 18 dispense, and I'm serious, this is somebody who's not up to 18. People are telling him or her, you get that medicine, give it. What does that child know? And what is even more flabbergasting for me is that the adults who are requesting for these items don't even take into cognizance that this child, this person, may not be suitable for this role. They don't seem to bother. So, on this Pokey Talk station this morning, why do some Port Harcourt businesses expose their children to adult content? Because what I saw was an adult content. And it doesn't stop there. This is a child selling condoms to an adult. How did that adult even feel? Those who buy alcohol, cigarettes from children, let's not even forget to mention that there are some shops, right, where the oga will leave the shop and leave his boy, and that shop, their specialty is selling CDs, DVDs, and then somebody will come, walk up to that child and say, hey, I want to buy that CD. It's an X-rated material. You now feel comfortable to let that child bring out an X-rated material, a pornographic material, and sell to you. Once again, please, when you make your comments, do not be defamatory. Do not make derogatory comments. Avoid comments that might be seen as inciting. And please do not make any unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Like signal numbers again, please. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. You can find us on social media at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. All right, that's for Facebook and Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. Please, once again, do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you join us this morning. Very disturbing scenes, I have to be honest with you. Zion is in Jerry. Zion, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you, Jude. You know, ever since we found ourselves in this environment where your king is no longer my king, will not have these problems. In them days, you have the authority to ask that little child to leave that kiosk. And immediately the child will run out of there. And the parents will have nothing to tell you. They will even thank you. Oh, Oga, thank you. So you help protect my pikin. You stop my pikin. But today, can you try? I don't care. Ah, man, no talk, make no enter problem. And see how we have degenerated ourselves too. As I'm talking to you, it's like you saw that song that those little children sang, that is even a scam to be a child. So the environment does not give us the right to grow up our children anymore. Average teenagers want to be just an adult immediately.
Well, once that is true, that you know things are growing really quickly these days, but it befuddles the mind that a parent will feel and see it as appropriate to let their child sell drugs, a child that probably hasn't even been to medical school, to sell drugs, to sell condoms, a child that's not up to 15?
And that is the level of environment now where there is poverty.
There is poverty,
there is anger, there is illiteracy. All these things are prevalent in this environment, and those are the indices who can use the measuring it. You and I is talking about this because of we have a conscience. Is because you have been indoctrinated from childhood. This content is not meant for you. This product is not meant for you. Today, how many father or mother can tell their kids that this content is not good for you?
Don't they listen to the adverts? The adverts are everywhere.
The adverts have a limit. They will even caution the adverts. Advert now you feed off. Advert now you they give our picking food.
Mufasa is on the line. Mufasa is speaking to us on D-Line. Mufasa, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Jude, I think the problem is we live in a society where there is a shortfall in moral etiquette. You know, we have a declining in moral etiquette with lots of moral fibers to the extent that this thing doesn't matter anymore. You see, I'm really very worried because apart from the regular condoms and the rest that, to me, it is unbecoming for an underage child, you know, to be going to get that.
or be selling it for that matter. Have you come in contact with, you know, some teenagers? There are some teenagers, I don't know if they're new trend, that carries backpack. You know, you usually see them around that Ikoku area. Some of them are very young. You can easily tell their age from how they look. You know, when they're selling products and they get to explain to you this is manpower and all of these things, you'll be concerned. There was a day I went to Ikoku to get something for my car. A very young girl whom, if I want to get her age, she shouldn't be more than 14 or 15 years. She walked up to me and she was trying to display some certain products that she was selling. And part of, you know, some of the things she was selling was, you know, something that enhances sexual performance. And the way she was explaining
sexual
it,
performance.
You know, at the time I asked her, are you really sure this is really what she wanted to do? Oga, what thing I go do now? And I was worried. I was really, really worried. And the society should be worried about things like this, because there are times you meet some crazy and insane people. They want to test that product you are selling with you that is an underage girl.
Mm.
You can imagine the manner of exposure. Yes. When an underage girl is going to sell manpower in a place where she's very vulnerable, what do you think that will happen? I don't know if it is disturbing. Very, very disturbing. I want to thank you for bringing up this discussion. I hope that with time we can be able to shape the society to the level that, you know, we will not even be scared of the future, you know, generation. Thank you very much, Jude. That's a nice view.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Clement is in Jerry. Oh dear, apologies to Clement. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Wow, sexual enhancing, wow. Selling that to an adult? WhatsApp once again, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Most times, their parents or guardians will be there and be telling the little ones to sell such items. And when they are not around, the children will want to know, what is this thing being used for? That's very true, Ezekiel. Because, you know, some of these things, you know, they're not explained to the children. They just know, when somebody comes and asks for this thing, give it to this man. Hello, 93.3. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah. Is that an example?
Yes, please. Go on quickly, please. We have about 50 seconds for you.
Hello?
Yes, go on quickly, please. We have about 50 seconds for you, please.
All right. Children, telling the word they said for them.
Oh dear, apologies. That line, obviously, that connection, not particularly great. You can understand why maybe the network there had to let him go. Drop call scenario. Well, not from our end, I assure you, please. So, this morning, if you're just joining us on the show, Hello Port Harcourt, we're taking a very critical look at why some parents, some guardians, are exposing their young ones, their children, to adult content. And we're not just talking about pornography or sexual issues. We're talking about scenarios that a child, a teenager, should not be exposed to. We know we live in a very, you know, tricky time where access to the internet has literally brought information to the very fingertips of young ones. But beyond those fingertips comes the idea of us physically having access to these things, from condoms to drugs, to alcohol, to cigarettes. Some children in Port Harcourt are selling them.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, Hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. 26 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning to you, wherever you're listening to us from. My name is Jude Omamigbe. This morning on our opening salvo on Hello Port Harcourt, we're taking a very critical as we can possibly manage this morning, on the reasons why some parents in River State, in Port Harcourt in particular, are exposing their young ones to adult content. Now, we're looking at those places that are frequented by a lot of traffic, business traffic, small kiosks, the store on your street, and sometimes some of the larger organizations where the traffic can sometimes be overwhelming. Now, I have witnessed drug stores, small, medium, having young people man the post, acting as sales reps. You come, you buy painkillers. You come, you buy vitamin C. You come, you buy multivitamin tablets and whatnot. But then there are certain drugs, there are certain items that ought not to be within the purview of such individuals. Condoms might not seem as that big a deal. But then you have to ask yourself this question. Is that young person ready to handle giving out condoms without wanting to first and foremost find out what they look like, what they smell like, joke around with it, or maybe even experiment with it? And then we talk about those who expose children, whether knowingly or unknowingly, to adult materials, alcohol, cigarettes, certain medications. Please, if you've had these experiences, and if you know places where these things frequently occur, what say you is the reason for such a scenario? We'd like to get your view on this.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Please permit me to repeat the numbers. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the Fimi caller number is 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Twitter and Facebook. Jolly Willie says on Facebook, some parents see it as modernization. You need to see the way some parents dress their 8 to 10 year old children, and you'd be amazed if you interfere and they refer to it as poverty mentality. Interesting. Kennedy Halliday says, adult content is everywhere. Songs on television, radio stations. Almost every child has access to the internet. There is nothing anyone can do about it, Kennedy says. That's not exactly true, Kennedy. I'll tell you why. Queen Lebari says, good morning, Jude. Exposing children to adult content is very bad. Yes, accepted in the case where the parents or one of the child's parents has a pharmacy and they want their child to have knowledge of the said business. Should they stop saying the adult content like condoms in the pharmacy? That's the problem, Lebari. You don't need your child to be exposed to that kind of content. There is a way, to let the child know, okay, this is the business that he does, maybe it's a pharmacy or whatnot, but still, you're not meant to have that child in that store. We've heard adverts discouraging people from selling drugs, alcohol, to children. There's a very popular one, I think it used to play on Wazobia FM, where the the lady discourages the neighbor from sending their child to go and buy him alcohol. No one says you can't send a child on an errand, but not to go and buy things that the child ought not to have access to. So you send a child to go and buy alcohol, sachet alcohol. You send the child to go and buy you cigarettes. In fact, sometimes I wonder who are those people who would see a child, a 12, 15-year-old child, and say, oh, Uncle says you give me cigarettes, and you feel comfortable giving that child cigarettes? Really? It really is worrying, though. All right, on WhatsApp, it is quite unfortunate the situation we find ourselves in today in Nigeria, because I think we're living in an I don't care and everybody mind your business kind of society. It is only God that can heal this nation. That's from St. Giving in Choba. All right, thank you very much, St. Giving. Let's see now. And this one here says, a lot of the times it's ignorance, Jude, that has led us to this situation. It's all about the naira and the kobo. The parents need to make sales, and sometimes they have to leave their children to pursue other endeavors. That's why you see children selling in markets, selling in places that they ought not to be at. Kingsley. Interesting. So there's the poverty side. Trying to make ends meet, trying to do enough to make provision for yourself, for your wife, and for your children. Okay. But still, isn't it dangerous? We have Casey on the line. Casey is speaking to us from Rumokrushi. Casey, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Mr. Jude, I so much happy on this program you are conducting this morning. Yes, you see what happened. I don't know whether you have been to bus stops.
Yes.
If you go to the bus stop, you will find out that there is some of these food that sell medicine. They use this their own speaker. You know, when I was a kid, there is some words you don't supposed to hear. There are some words you don't supposed to even, there's something that you don't supposed to see. But this time they open everything. They open everything. They without saying there's a drug that you buy, you let your body, yeah, this, yeah, that, you buy this. You will make you be a strong man. That word is so bad. A little children are supposed not to hear that. I'm telling you, when things happen these days, my brother Jude, I don't understand. How can somebody making that kind of utterances on the on bus stops? Where are little children? Children of 7 years, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years.
Yeah.
They were hearing that kind of word, that kind of nonsense, something that's going out from people with a whole speaker. Okay, bye-bye.
It's a worrying scenario, Casey. Clement is in GRA. Clement, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Mr. Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, please. Today? Welcome.
This is what I would like to say about your topic this morning. That is because I think we have agencies who are saddled with responsibilities to bring their torch, if not to educate, at least enlighten the general public concerning this on a regular basis, especially with the media houses that we have at hand. If you maybe traveled along the road of the park, my major route is Ikure Road, especially that Wimpy Market Junction,
okay,
down to Rumokuta. You will see children, 12, 14, 15, including adults. And we have the Ministry of Work and Liability there, who are reactive instead of proactive, because it is when it happens that we hear them. When it not happen, now they are on the road, and all these things are happening, and they are not proactive. But when it happens, that is when they will come on air and be doing what they're not supposed to do at that particular time. So they should start now, because they do, like I said, they are on the road. This is not maybe because of the rain, they must have taken somewhere. But when the rain stops and come out, I also believe that even they see that, patronize them, they buy tom-tom from their hand, or mentor,
yeah,
from their hand, on the road. So you are patronizing them, and you are coming out when something happens, and you are coming to condemn and do whatever you want to do. instead of taking these children out of the road now is the best time to ensure that before they will come up and be saying, you know, the truth of what they have not done before. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Clement from GRA. Okay. All right. Back to our platforms. That will be on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right. Okay. All right. Now, this is a very interesting comment. Maybe this will spark another conversation on another time. Emilka says, what about kissing your wife in the presence of your children? Is that wrong? Exposing children to adult content depends on how we view it. It may help the children as they grow too. America, there is such a thing as age-appropriate exposure. Pecking your partner, pecking your children is encouraged. Your children bond with more physical presence. You know, I remember when my cousin was born, I don't think she went a day without being hugged, without being kissed, without being, you know, laughed at, tickled, because she was a very lively baby. And then she grew up, you know, seeing, you know, uncles hug each other, hug their wives, lay pecks on their wives, but not the superfluous type, you know. Not the type where you hold your wife so close, you know, lip to lip. You are literally trying to give her mouth to mouth resuscitation. Yeah, that's not age appropriate. Particularly for children. But hugging, you know, what do they call it? PDAs, public displays of affection. There are some PDAs that are good for reinforcing bonds. One of the clearest and probably the most beautiful example of this, I got to witness about 8 years ago, I think 8 or 9 years ago. I was at Mass and I noticed this man and his family. I'd seen them a lot of times, but it was the first time I was sat behind them. So it was the man, his wife, two daughters, and his son. Now, during the Mass, the Catholic Mass, for those of you who don't know, who have never attended, all right, during the Mass, there's a part of the Mass that the sign of peace is exchanged. Now, the sign of peace is where, you know, people go around and, you know, shake each other, hug, and like, okay, like, there's peace between us, there's peace between you and me, and that kind of thing, right? Now, this man kisses his daughter, you know, so let's now offer each other the sign of peace. He carries his daughter. His daughter's about, what, 3 or 4 years old, you know, and he kisses her on the cheek, left and right. He picks up the older one. He does the same thing. He kisses her left and right. He puts her down. Then he hugs his wife. Right? He didn't kiss her on the lip and remove her lipstick, you know, and ravish her. No, he didn't do that. He hugged his wife, you know, and they just hug as a sign of peace, you know, and then they had a baby. It was a baby boy. And that was it. It was, like I said, it was the clearest and the most beautiful expression of what PDAs should be, particularly age-appropriate PDAs. So they were not, as it were, exposing their children to adult content in that nature. No, the child, or the children in this case, knew. It's established that this is how daddy expresses love and attention towards us. This is normal. I don't know. Once again, it's something that can take us to another conversation. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And then 0817-923-0009. Good morning, Jude. It's quite unfortunate that parents, guardians, the elder ones would send their children or expose them to something that will ruin their lives in the future. The truth is, the people who are sending or exposing such things have not known that it could affect them in the times to come. parents should desist from this. NJ sends that one from Bunny. All right, some people are sending me voice notes. Unfortunately, I can't take voice notes at the moment. That computer is not patched to our board, so I can't listen to it at the moment. So please do bear with us. You can send us a text, please, on WhatsApp, please. 0809-030-6416. As always, please, we encourage you not to call that number and to please turn down the volume of your radio set when you're trying to call us. All right, please turn down the volume of your radio set when you try to call us. All right, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH, that's where you find us on Twitter and Facebook. I just said don't call the WhatsApp number. Somebody's calling. Please, if your number ends with 4134, please don't call the WhatsApp number. If you want to speak to us, the number to call is, or the numbers to call are 0817-923-0003. All right, Stanley says exposing children to adult content is very bad. Mostly in our society today, nobody cares about what they're saying. Where they're saying it. Take for example, do people selling herbal medicine and all the rest, but they're advertising, shouting 1 minute, 1 minute man, take this, you'll be like Odogu, you do this, you do that. What I am saying here is we must say what we need to say, and we should be careful where we say it. Stanley from Ibere Omuma, thank you very much, Stanley. 923.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please. Thank you for calling, please.
Yes, I'm just happy of your program concerning this, trying to be a great one. If people should look on, those, especially this Harvard, you see the way they are just talking, they will be talking a lot of things. If you take this, you'll be energized, you do this. Some children that is up there are not supposed to hear such words. You can imagine a boy or a girl that is hearing such words passing on the road. What do you think will be the child inclination? Thank you very much.
That's a great question. What's that impression going to be left on that child or those children? And it's sad to say, I don't think a lot of these advertorials take into consideration the likelihood that their content is going to reach the younger audience. They may not intend to, I don't know, I can't hold brief for anyone, but you have to ask that question, why? Hello, Port Harcourt, 19.3, good morning. Oh, dear. Apologies there. 19.3, hello, Port Harcourt, good morning, please. Good morning. Oh, dear. Okay. Once again, please do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set so we can get to hear you properly. All right. And then if you're having any challenges trying to get through to us via the telephone lines, please use the alternate media to reach us. All right. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Please, that number is strictly for the reception of messages. Don't call that number. All right, when you do call that number, you prevent people who are trying to send us messages from doing so. So please just send a message to that number. And I promise you, since I get to see this, I would definitely read it. All right, so long as it falls within our rules and regulations, please. Okay, all right, thank you very much. All right, back to WhatsApp. As we wrap up this morning, this one has to say, good morning, Jude. I think a lot of the parents who let these things happen are those who are poor and uninformed. They don't mind because they think that they're letting their children be exposed to what business and how they can fend for themselves. Okay, Chiku, with that comment. 19.3. Oh, dear. Okay. Apologies there. That's another drop call. We have just about 35 seconds. So I'll just spend that time to quickly go through the WhatsApp messages. All right. So this one here says, hi, Drew. Good morning. It's not just in Port Harcourt, but come to Yenagoa as well. It's everywhere. Some parents don't even mind if their children are the ones directly selling most of these drugs. All they bother is the end product. Is the money coming through? Have they met their cut? Is there profits in the coffers? That is what is more important. It's a shame. Well, maybe this poverty is the real issue raising this problem, but still, it begs the question, should that let people let their guards down on their children?